Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
O'clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Nacho and Ceci and Jessica and Kutsi. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
Fine.
All right. Me too. Thank you for asking, as always.
I asked you.
You did?
Yes, I did.
All right. So there are five of us here in the studio today. We are going to learn some English, and we're going to start with the first and only Twitter question, which is kind of something that we saw yesterday. Lydia had problems with it, and the question goes like this. Has it ever taken you 10 minutes to tie your shoes? Has it ever taken you 10 minutes to tie your shoes? That is today's Twitter question. You can go on Twitter at English_o'clock and, and answer the question. Are you done? he's playing with his plastic bag. So has it ever taken you 10 minutes to tie your shoes is today's Twitter question. Go on Twitter at English_clock and answer. I imagine that the answer is going to be no. Okay, but I want you to answer in a full sentence. Okay, mm-hmm. If you want to answer in a short and long sentence, fine. If you answer only in the short way, you'll get half the points. But the full points you're going to get if you answer with the full sentence. Right. Question mix number 143. Is having allergies fun?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
Very good. What does it mean? Is having allergies fun?
Sí, tener alergia es divertido. Alergias.
Yes. Sí, es divertido. Tener no alergias. Gracioso. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we have... El eterno error entre fun and funny. Okay? Fun es algo que te lo pasas bien, que te divierte. Funny es algo que te hace gracia, por lo que te ríes. Okay? Good. I don't sing well. And you, Nacho? I don't sing well.
I do.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Now you get to sing a song. Sing okay. a song.
La gallina turuleta.
All right. Question answered. Should we have more general knowledge?
Yes, we should.
Yes, we should. Very good. How old is Janet Jackson? She was born on the 16th of May, 1966.
She is 53.
She's 53 years old, so she is in...
In his early...
she's a woman.
In her early 50.
In her?
In her early 50. Mm-hmm. Early.
In her early?
In her early 50.
50s.
In her early 50s.
Very good. Imagine Kuchi's 41, so she's in?
She's in her early...
Early
40s.
In her early 40s. Very good. Imagine Jessica's 25. How old is she?
She's in her mid-20s.
She's in her mid-20s. Very good. Imagine Nacho is 55. How old is she?
Oh. He's in his mid-50s.
Very good. Remember, adjectives like early, late, young, small, never has an S when it comes to plural, for example. Okay? We just don't... No es como en español. Son grandes. It's big, always the same, okay? Which is why nationalities never have an S. So people from Germany are German, not Germans. Or people from Spain are Spanish, not Spanishes, all right?
Okay.
Or French. Never an S at the end of nationalities. All right. Jessica, ask Kuchi how old Janet Jackson was when she gave birth to her first child.
How old was Janet Jackson when you gave birth to your first child?
When she or Janet Jackson?
When she.
Mm-hmm. Ask her how old Janet Jackson was when she, as in Janet Jackson, gave birth to her first child.
Okay. How old was Janet Jackson when she gave birth to her first child?
Very good. What is she asking her?
She's asking her what
how old Janet Jackson was
when she gave birth to her first child.
And again.
She wants to know.
Yes.
How old Janet Jackson was when she gave birth to her first child.
Very good. So what are you about to answer?
I'm about to answer how old Janet Jackson was.
Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Janet Jackson was when she
gave birth
to her first child.
All right. And what's the answer?
The answer, I don't know.
50. She was 50 years old when she gave birth to her first child. I think that was about 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah. Do you enjoy reading gossip magazines?
No, I don't.
Very good. How long does it take you to read a magazine? Nacho.
Maybe from 1 hour to two.
Give me the full answer.
It takes me usually from 1 hour to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours long.
Mm-mm.
2 hours to read a movie, a gossip, or a magazine.
A magazine, any magazine. Okay. Doesn't have to be gossip. It could be photography.
For example, Hello.
Very good, very good.
It's my favorite one.
Really? The English one or the Spanish one?
Both of them.
Okay, very well. That is kind of a gossip.
Yes.
Gossip tabloid. All right. Are you trying to surround yourself by things that make you happy?
Yes, I am.
Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
Very good. You too. Point at yourselves and look at me. What are you doing?
We are pointing at each other.
Point at yourselves.
At ourselves, okay.
Point at yourself. You too, both. Point at yourselves and look at me. Okay. What are you doing?
We are pointing at ourselves and looking at you.
Very good. What is she doing?
They are.
What is she doing?
She is looking. She is pointing at herself and looking at you.
Very good. Now, look at yourselves and point at each other. Look at yourselves and point at each other.
And myself.
What are you doing? Kuchi, what are you doing?
I'm looking at myself and pointing at him.
Very good. Nacho, what are you doing?
I am looking at herself.
No.
I am looking at myself.
Very good.
And pointing at herself.
No.
And pointing at...
At who?
At her.
Not herself.
Okay.
Not herself. Okay. Very good. So what are they doing?
They are pointing at themselves, at each other, and looking at themselves.
Very good. What did she just say?
She said that they are pointing at each other and looking at their selves.
Not there.
Themselves.
This needs repetition. All right. Are you going to go home by bus later, Jessica?
No, I'm not.
Very good. Is the Sahara Desert smaller than the Great Victoria Desert?
But I don't know.
Ask Kuchi. Ask Sassy.
Is the Sahara Desert smaller than...
The Great Victoria Desert?
The Great Victorian Desert.
No, it isn't.
All right, off you go. So that means... That the Sahara Desert?
The Sahara Desert is smaller.
Uh-uh. You asked if the Sahara Desert is smaller than the Great Victoria Desert, and they said no. So the Sahara Desert isn't smaller, which means it is...
Isn't.
No, it is...
Is smaller.
No. A ver, is... The Sahara... La pregunta es, ¿el Sahara es más pequeño que Great Victoria Desert? Y te dicen que no. Con lo cual, el Sahara es...
Sahara is bigger than Victorian
than
Desert.
Than the Great Victorian... Victoria.
Sahara is bigger than...
The Sahara Desert.
The Sahara Desert is bigger than the Great Victoria Desert.
Which means that the Great Victoria Desert...
The Great Victoria Desert is smaller than the Sahara Desert.
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 Desert. Very good. Which means
that the Sahara Desert isn't as small as the Great Victoria Desert.
And the Great Victoria Desert?
The Great Victoria Desert isn't as small as the...
No, the Great Victoria Desert
isn't as big as the Sahara Desert.
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 Yes, dessert is postre.
Postre.
Yes, desert, desert. Desierto. Desert. Dessert, postre.
With two S's.
Yes. Well, dessert with two S's. Desert with one.
Okay.
Okay. Where in Europe is Switzerland?
Switzerland is in the central of Europe.
Very good. What nationality are people from Austria?
They are Austrian.
Very good. Is origami easy or difficult for you?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, I can. Is origami easy or difficult for you?
Origami? I don't know this word.
What is origami?
El origami. Papiroflexia.
Papiroflexia.
Oh. But it's a bit difficult for me.
It's probably very difficult for you. Because papiroflexia is very difficult for everybody. It's like making animals out of paper.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Don't you say origami in Spanish?
Yes. Origami?
Yes. Yeah, right? Okay.
I have never heard that word.
You never go to bed without finding
can
out.
Can you spell?
Origami.
Origami. Okay.
Origami.
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 It's a Japanese
with two
name.
Eyes?
No. One in the middle and one at the end. Origami. So two eyes. Yes.
Okay.
But not followed.
Okay.
Yes. Airplane Moscow Berlin.
This airplane is going from Moscow to Berlin.
Very good. What is Granada famous for?
Granada is famous. Granada is famous for its Alhambra.
Very good. Very good. Are there any horses in Seville?
Yes, there are.
Very good. How many birds are there in your house?
None. There aren't any birds in my house.
Very good. Is Santiago de Compostela near or far from Almería?
It's far from Almería.
Again?
It's far...
Again?
It's far from Almería.
Very good. Remember, en español es... Está lejos o está cerca. But in English, we need the subject. We can't say is closer or is further away. It has to be it is. It's. Repeat.
It's far from Almería.
Very good. Is there a farm near your house, Jessica?
No, there isn't.
No, there isn't. Very good. Nacho, how much money is there in my pocket if I have 4 2-euro coins, 2 20-cent coins, and 1 2-cent coin?
Oof.
So 4 2-euro coins is?
Four two-euro
coins. How much is that?
42 euro?
No. Cuatro monedas de dos euros. 4 2-euro coins.
Okay. There add up 8 coins.
All right. So, eight euros, not 8 coins.
8 euros.
You have 4 coins of 2 euros each. All right. So far, so good. So we have 8 euros. Now we have 2 20-cent coins.
2 20-cent.
2 20-cent coins. So 20 cent plus 20 cent.
Okay.
Which is?
8 euros plus 40 cents.
Very good. So for now we have 8 euro 40 cents. All right. But tenemos otra moneda de dos centimos. So we have 4 2-euro coins, 2 20-cent coins, and 1 2-cent coin. So it's 8 plus 40 plus 2.
Okay. You have 8 euros. Plus 42.
But you wouldn't say plus. How would you say? Si tú tienes 8.42 en tu bolsillo, no dirías, tengo 8 más 42. You would say, I have
8 euros and 42 cents.
Yeah, I have 8 euros and 42 cents.
Okay.
That's it. All right.
I didn't know how to say it.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Don't worry. Where are the books? Shelves, floor.
The books are on the shelves, but not on the floor.
Tell me, algunos libros están en la estantería y algunos están en el suelo.
There are some on the shelves and some on the floor.
On the floor, very good. What comes before Monday and after Saturday?
Before Monday and after Saturday comes Friday. Friday comes before Saturday.
What comes before Monday and after
before
Saturday?
Sunday comes before Monday and after Saturday.
All right, very good. When is Groundhog Day? When is Groundhog Day?
It's on the 2nd of February.
Very good. I don't have 100 close friends. And you?
Me neither.
Very good. Or?
Neither have I.
Nor I don't. Neither do I.
Neither
if
do
I had said I haven't got, then the correct answer would have been neither have I. All right, but it's I don't have, neither do I. I have beautiful people in my life. And you?
Me too.
Very good. Or?
So have I.
No!
No, no, no. I thought, I, no, no.
Las dos al rincón.
Repeat.
Sí. Al rincón de pensar.
Bueno, en mi país no se dice así, ¿eh?
¿Qué se dice? ¿O qué significa el rincón de pensar?
El rincón quita calzón.
All right,
pero
all
suena
right.
Muy raro aquí. Aquí suena muy raro, pero...
Sí. Well, you can do both. You can go think and... Entonces, I have beautiful people in my life. I have beautiful people in my life. Dime que no tienes gente maravillosa en tu vida.
Me neither.
No, dime que no tienes gente maravillosa.
I don't have.
I don't have.
Ah, vale. Yes.
Okay, entonces, so don't is the auxiliary verb neither.
Yeah, entonces uno es me too.
Yes.
Y el otro es so do I.
But you don't. Well, me too, yes, and so...
So do I.
So do I. Yes. Very good. Bueno, a ver, a ver. Pobre diccionario. Hacía patadas por todas partes. Paraguas, pregúntame de quién es.
Whose umbrella is this?
Very good. How old is Paz Vega? She was born on the 2nd of January, 1976.
1976.
She is
51.
No. She's 8 years older than me.
40.
43.
That's
she
it.
Is 43.
Very good. So she is?
She is in her early 40s.
Very good. Very good. Do you have sweet or savory food for lunch, Nacho?
Savory. I like savory.
But do you have sweet or savory food for lunch?
I have savory food for lunch.
Savory.
Savory food for lunch.
Very good.
How what do you spell savory?
S-A-V-O-R-Y. U-R-Y. Savory.
Savory. Okay.
And it means comida
salada.
Salada. Sí. No que esté no salada de sal,
salado.
Pero que no es dulce. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
How often do you cry watching a movie, Jessica?
Oof. If it's a crying movie, I cry always.
Okay. Very good. Very good. How long does a cup of coffee last? How long does a cup of coffee last?
It lasts 5 minutes.
Very good. Do you like to write by hand?
Yes, I like. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you enjoy writing postcards?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes,
you're probably
very much.
One of the very few people who does. all right. Are you trying to improve your health, Jessica?
Yes, I am.
Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Kutsi, tell Thessy to give me the books with her right hand.
Thessy, take her. The book?
No. Tell her to give me the books with her right hand.
Give her the book with your right hand.
Very good. What are you telling her?
I'm telling her to give you the book with her right hand.
So what do you want her to do?
I want her to give you the book with her right hand.
Very good. Jessica, point at yourself and smile at Thessy. At Thessy, yes. What are you doing? What are you doing?
She's pointing at herself and looking at me.
Not looking at you.
And smiling at me.
Very good. What is she doing?
Ceci.
Jessica.
Jessica. Jessica is pointing at herself and smiling at me. And smiling at Ceci.
All right. Very good. Very good. who drinks beer every day? You or me?
Oof.
No, neither of us drinks beer every day.
Very good. Who drinks wine every day? You or me?
Both of us.
Eso ya un poco más. Mm. Bueno. No, not every day.
Not every day.
Very good. Are you going to watch a movie in French this weekend, Nacho?
No, I don't like to watch a movie in French.
I'm just going to repeat the question.
Okay.
Are you going to watch a movie in French this weekend?
Ah, okay. No, I'm not going to see a French.
No, I'm not. Will you adopt a dog at some point in your life?
Yes, I will.
Very good. Jessica, can you run for 5 hours?
No, I can't.
No, I can. Very good. Bueno, good. Quitamos el very. All right, drill number 146. We're going to do sentences 16 to 30, and it's about how long it takes you to do something. Okay? So I'm going to give you the first five, and then the last five, the last 10, you're going to ask each other. All right? So how long does it take you to brush your hair?
It takes me 5 minutes to brush my hair.
Again?
It takes me 5 minutes to brush my hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. How long does it take you to tie your shoes?
It takes me around 2 minutes in tie my
to tie my shoes. Again.
It takes me around 2 minutes to tie my shoes.
Very good. How long does it take you to brush your teeth?
It takes me 3 minutes to brush my teeth.
Very good. How long does it take you to pick up the phone?
It takes me 1 second to pick up the phone.
Very good. How long does it take you to apologize?
It takes me 1 second to apologize.
Really?
Why not? Like 1 second, no. 1 minute.
1 minute.
To apologize.
All right. Very good. Very good. Jessica, ask Kutsi how long it takes her to admit that she was wrong.
How long does it take you to admit you were wrong?
Very good. What is she asking her?
She's asking her how long does it take. How long it takes to...
How long it takes.
How long it takes her...
Mm-hmm.
To reconocer.
To admit her wrong.
To admit that she was wrong.
Again.
She's asking her how long it takes her to admit she to admit that she were
was
that she was that she was
wrong.
Wrong.
Okay. And because you did so well, you get to repeat once more.
Ali. She's asking her how long it takes her to admit that she was wrong.
Very good. Very good. But remember that how long, no es how long. Un how long es una jaula grande. Okay. So, off you go.
It doesn't take me a long time to admit that I was wrong.
Can we call your husband?
Yes, you can.
Is he going to tell us the same thing?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
And then yesterday's question was, how often do you lie?
Never. She's lying.
No. That's why you asked me.
Yeah, I did.
No, really.
Very good. Kutsi, ask Nacho how long it takes him to choose his outfit.
How long does it take you to choose your outfit?
Very good. What is she asking you?
She's asking me how long it takes me to choose my own outfit.
Your outfit. Very good. So what is he about to answer?
He's about to answer how long it takes him to choose his outfit.
Very good. And your answer is?
My answer is it's about 1 or 2 minutes. It takes me about 2 minutes.
Two minutes to
choose my own outfit.
To choose your outfit.
To choose my outfit.
Very good. All right. Ask Ceci how long it takes her to ask a question.
Ceci, how long does it take you to ask a question?
Very good. What is he asking her?
He is asking her how long it takes her to ask a question.
Very good. So what is she about to answer?
She's about to answer how long it takes her To ask a question.
Very good. And your answer is?
It takes me 1 second to ask a question.
Very good. Very good. Ask Nacho how long it takes him to put on his socks.
How long does it take you to put on your socks?
Very good. Again.
How long does it take you?
Porque si me oye Richard, me va a echar.
How long does it take you to put on your socks?
All right, very good. What are you asking him?
I'm asking him how long it takes him to put on his socks.
Very good. And your answer is?
My answer is, it takes me around 1 minute and a half to put on my shoes, my socks.
All right, so it takes him 2 minutes to choose his outfit, and out of those 2 minutes, 1.5 minutes are putting on the socks. Yeah. All right, very good, Nacho. Ask Kutsi how long it takes her to clean her sunglasses.
Kutsi. Kuchi, how long does it take you to clean your glasses?
Your sunglasses.
Ah, how long does it take you to clean your sunglasses?
Very good. What is he asking you?
He's asking me how long it takes me to clean my sunglasses.
Very good. So what does he want to know?
He wants to know how long it takes her.
How long it takes her
to clean her sunglasses.
So what is she about to answer?
She's about to answer how long it takes.
How long
it takes her to wash her
to clean her sunglasses. Very good. And your answer
is? It takes me 1 minute to clean my sunglasses.
It takes her 1 minute to clean her sunglasses. Very good. That's it for the first half. Don't you guys go anywhere because we'll continue right after the break.
Conocer el método Vaughan. Invertimos todo nuestro esfuerzo en encontrar y formar a los mejores docentes. Este verano aprende inglés con uno de nuestros profesores Vaughan. Tenemos cursos de inglés para todas las edades, todos los niveles y todas las necesidades. Y además, con aire acondicionado en todas nuestras aulas. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te informaremos de cuál es el curso ideal para ti. O entra en grupovaughan.com y prueba nuestro recomendador de cursos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
A ver si soy capaz de entender las instrucciones de la lavadora. When you are cleaning the washing machine, don't apply water directly to any.
Uf. ¿En serio? ¿Todavía estás así con el inglés? No me lo puedo creer.
Ya, sí lo sé, es terrible, pero...
Tú lo que necesitas es irte a Vaughan Town.
Uf, pero es que me da mucha pereza ir a clases de inglés.
Que no, hombre, que no son clases de inglés.
¿Cómo que no son clases de inglés? ¿Entonces qué es?
Es una pasada. Escucha.
Pues sí, es una pasada. ¿Y no? Vaughan Town no son clases de inglés. Vaughan Town es un programa intensivo de inmersión en España específicamente diseñado para que hables inglés. Inglés con nativos durante 6 días, sin escapatoria. Vaughan Town es lo mejor para que consolides tu confianza con el idioma y tu comprensión auditiva sin clases. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Campamentos de verano Vaughan, porque aprenden, disfrutan, conviven, juegan, experimentan, hacen amigos y asimilan el idioma de forma natural y pierden el miedo a hablar, abriéndose paso en este complicado mundo de la comunicación en inglés. Cada año más de 3.000 familias confían en nosotros para el aprendizaje del inglés de sus hijos y su desarrollo personal, con una forma de trabajar motivadora y muy personal a través de un amplio abanico de programas que cubren las distintas necesidades de nuestros alumnos. La coordinación pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inmersión cuidado y de calidad. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses y con un modelo de financiación bancaria. Consúltanos. Llámanos al 91-133-5832. Campamentos de verano Vaughan. 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. 91-133-5832.
Y ahí entra el equipo de niños y niñas, el monitor de inglés está preparado y empieza a preguntar. Es increíble cómo todos responden a las preguntas, rápido y sin equivocarse. Ahora el monitor corrige una respuesta y uno de los niños pregunta a otro. Vaya nivel de inglés que tienen estos niños, cada día es más alto.
En el Vaughan Camp del Atlético de Madrid, tus hijos se sentirán parte de la familia atlética mientras mejoran su nivel de inglés. Un campamento único en el que los niños trabajarán junto a monitores nativos y el equipo técnico del Atlético de Madrid. Vivirán una experiencia inolvidable en inglés y tendrán esa oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Empower your English. Empower yourself.
Fútbol inglés en la residencia oficial Atlético de Madrid en San Sebastián de los Reyes. Reserva la plaza de tu hijo en el 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We were on drill number 146. We were doing sentences 16 to 30 and we got up to sentence number 26. So, we continue. How long does it take you to drive from Madrid to Barcelona?
It takes me 6 hours to drive from Madrid to Barcelona.
Very good. How long does it take you to fly from Madrid to Barcelona?
It takes me 45 minutes to fly from Madrid to Barcelona.
Very good. How long does it take you to wash a plate?
It takes me around 30 seconds to wash a plate.
Very good. Ask Ceci how long it takes her to play a tennis match.
Ceci, how long does it take you to play a tennis match?
What is he asking her?
He's asking her how long it takes... How long it takes her to play a tennis match.
Very good. What are you about to answer?
Really, I don't know. But it takes me 2 hours.
No, but what are you going to answer? What question?
How long it takes
me? I'm going to answer
how long it takes me to play a tennis match.
Very good.
It takes me 2 hours. I think so. 2 hours.
Two?
It takes me 2 hours to play a tennis game.
Tennis match. Very good. Ask Jessica how long it takes her to smoke a cigar.
How long does it take you to smoke a cigar?
Very good. You're going to repeat it without saying you.
And how long does it take you to smoke a cigar?
A cigar.
A cigar.
A cigar. Very good. What is she asking her?
She's asking her how long it takes Jessica to smoke a cigar.
Very good. And now without
Okay. She's asking her how long it takes Jessica to smoke a cigar.
What are you about to answer, Jessica?
I'm about to answer how long it takes me to smoke a cigar.
Very good. And your answer is?
It takes me no time because I don't smoke cigars.
Very good. Bravo. Very good. All right. A review of vocabulary booklet number 3. We're on list number 10. Okay. And it goes like this. We did it yesterday, so you should know. If you don't, you know what to do. Cada uno.
A piece.
A piece. Very good. A veces.
Excuse me. A piece? Is cada uno?
A piece. Yes.
Isn't it each?
Also, yes.
Okay.
But in this list, it says a piece.
A piece. Okay. Okay.
Yes. Each okay. Or a piece.
Okay.
Okay. It's, the apple is £5 a piece. Or £5 each.
Okay.
Okay. A piece together. A veces.
Sometimes. Or at times.
At times. Very good. Niñez.
Childhood.
Again?
Childhood.
Child.
Childhood.
Very good. Childhood. Creativo.
Creative.
Very good. Derrota.
Defeat.
Defeat. Very good. Desacuerdo.
Disagreement.
Very good. Empleado.
Employee.
Very good. Bosque.
Forest.
Very good. En contacto con.
In touch with.
Or?
In contact with.
Very good. En realidad.
En reality.
Again?
In reality.
In reality. Very good. Introvertido.
Introvert.
Introverted.
Introverted.
All right. Maquillaje.
Makeup.
Very good. Filosófico.
Philosophical. Mm-hmm. Philosophical.
Philosophical. Not philo. Philosophical. Potencial.
Potential.
Very good. Prácticamente.
Practically.
Practically. Very good. Ahorros.
Savings.
Very good. Poco profundo o somero.
Shallow.
Shallow. Very good. Olor.
Smell.
Very good. Superficial.
Superficial.
Very good. Encender un cigarro o fuego.
To light.
Relacionar en una lista.
To list.
To list. Very good. Llegar a dominar.
To master.
To master. Very good. Hacer las maletas.
To make.
Uh-uh.
To do the.
Uh-uh.
To pack.
To pack.
Pack. Oh.
Yes. Hacer las maletas to pack. Descargar.
To download. To unload.
Very good. If it's in the internet, then it's to download. Okay. Very good. And salvaje.
Wild.
Very good. All right. Still, yet, already, and anymore. Okay. We're going to go over 5 verbs. You can see it or hear it, but this is what we're going to do. Una es ponerme crema. Otra es escribir, leer, ver la tele y surfear la web, el internet. All right. So What am I doing, Jessica? What am I doing?
You are putting on some moisturizer.
Yeah, you're putting on lotion.
Lotion.
You're putting on lotion. Very good.
You are putting on lotion.
Very good. Am I still putting on lotion?
You are still putting on lotion.
Very good. Have I stopped putting on lotion yet?
No, you are. You are.
You haven't.
You haven't stopped to.
You haven't stopped putting.
You haven't stopped putting lotion.
Putting on lotion.
You haven't stopped putting on lotion yet.
Very good. Am I still putting on lotion?
No, you're not putting. You're not putting on lotion anymore.
Very good. So have I stopped putting on lotion yet?
You have already.
Yes.
You have already put on.
You have already stopped.
You have already stopped putting on lotion.
You have already stopped putting on lotion. Very good. Thessie, what am I doing?
You're writing.
I'm writing. Very good. Am I still writing?
Yes, you are still writing.
Very good. Have I stopped writing yet?
No, you haven't stopped writing yet.
Very good. Am I still writing?
You are not writing anymore.
Very good. So have I stopped writing yet?
Yes, you have stopped.
You have writing. Already?
You have already stopped writing.
Very good. You have already stopped writing. Very good. Nacho, what am I doing?
You are reading a book.
You're reading. You're reading. Very good. Am I still reading?
No, you're not. Well, yes.
Oops.
You're still reading.
I'm still reading. Very good. Have I stopped reading yet?
No.
You
haven't stopped.
Stopped?
Stopped reading yet.
You haven't stopped?
Reading yet.
Jet, no. Yet.
Yet. You haven't stopped reading yet.
All right. Mi carrera. La radio depende de vosotros si decís you or yes. Or you or yes. Porque anda que no me ha echado broncas, Richard. So please focus on you and yet. Don't say you and yet. Porque mi cabeza está on the line. On the line. am I still reading, Nacho?
No, you haven't.
No? No, you're not?
You're not reading. Anymore? You're not reading anymore.
Again.
You're not reading anymore.
Very good. So have I stopped reading yet?
Yes, you have stopped.
You have already?
You have already stopped reading.
You have already stopped reading. Very good. What am I doing, Jessica?
You are thinking.
No, I'm actually watching TV.
Okay, you are watching TV.
Very good. Am I still watching TV?
Yes, you are still watching.
Washing or watching?
Watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are still watching TV.
Very good. Have I stopped watching TV yet?
No, you haven't. You haven't stopped watching the TV yet.
Watching TV.
No, you haven't. No, no, you haven't stopped watching TV yet.
Very good. Am I still watching TV?
No, you're not. You're not watching TV anymore.
Very good. So have I stopped watching TV yet?
You have already stopped watching TV.
Watching or washing?
Watching TV.
Yes. Washing would be lavar la tele. We don't want that. All right. Last one. Nacho, what am I doing?
You're
surfing the internet.
You're surfing the internet.
Very good. Am I still surfing the internet?
Yes, you are surfing the internet.
You're still surfing.
You're still surfing the internet.
Very good. Have I stopped surfing the internet yet?
No, you are not stopped.
You haven't?
No, you haven't stopped surfing
the internet.
The internet.
Yet.
Yet.
Bueno, otra vez.
No. You are not.
You haven't?
No. You haven't stopped surfing the internet yet.
Yet. Am I still surfing the internet?
No, you're not surfing the internet yet. No, you are not surfing the internet anymore.
All right, you're not surfing the internet anymore. Have I stopped surfing the internet yet?
Yes, you've already stopped surfing the internet.
All right, very good. Just to make it clearer to you, we're going to repeat the example with the clapping. All right, so what am I doing?
You're clapping.
I'm clapping, and I need you to say it all together. What am I doing?
You're clapping.
I'm clapping. That's it. Am I still clapping?
Yes, you're still clapping.
Very good. Have I stopped clapping yet?
No, you haven't stopped clapping yet.
Very good. Am I still clapping?
No, you're not clapping anymore.
All right, fatal. Otra vez.
No, you're not clapping anymore.
Clapping anymore.
All right. One, two, three. No, you're not clapping anymore. All right. Very good. Have I stopped clapping yet?
Yes, you have already stopped clapping. Okay.
Stop clapping. Stop clapping. right. Once more. Have I stopped clapping yet?
Yes, you have already stopped clapping.
Ahora sí. Yes, you have already stopped clapping. Bueno. All right. Basics. Fractions and percentages we're going to do today. Fractions son fracciones. Percentages son porcentajes. All right. So we practice this by having one fraction that corresponds a percentage. All right. Ceci, why don't you give us an example?
1/2 is the same as 50%.
Again?
1/2 if they say it, 1/2 is the same as 50%.
1/2 is the same as 50%. 1/2 is the same as 50%. Good. Nacho, next one. 1/4.
Ah, 1/4 is the same as 25%.
Very good, Jessica.
1/3 is the same as 33.3%.
Nacho.
3/4 is the same.
3/4. Es que son tres cuartos. No son tres cuarto. Fourth es un cuarto.
Oh,
1/4.
Okay.
Pero claro, son tres. So it has to be plural. 3/4.
3/4 mm-hmm. is the same as 75%.
Very good, Jessica.
2/3 is the same as 66.7%.
Very good. Ceci.
1/10 is the same as.
Is.
1/10 is the same as 10%.
Very good. Nacho.
1/8 is the same as 1/8 is the same as 12.5%.
Very good. 1/8, 1/8, 1/8 is the same as 12.5%. Do the following one.
7/8.
¿Por qué? Porque son 7/8. Do you realize what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good.
7/8 mm-hmm. is the same as 87.5%.
Very good. Jessica.
2/5 is the same as 40%.
Very good. Ceci.
4/5 mm-hmm. is the same as 80%.
Very good. Nacho. ¿Cuántos son? ¿Cuántos novenos son?
Yes. 2/9
Very
is
good.
The same as 22.2%.
Very good. 2/9 is the same as 22.2%. And Jessica, next one.
5/8 is the same as 62.5%.
Very good. Ceci.
1/10 of a kilometer is the same as 100 meters.
What I'm not hearing is the correct pronunciation of is. 1/10 of a kilometer is the same as 100 meters. Repeat.
1/10 of a kilometer is the same as 100 meters.
Very good. Nacho.
3/10 of a kilometer is the same as 300 meters.
Very good. And do it a little bit less robotic. Try. A little bit more fluent.
Okay. 3/10 of a kilometer is the same as 300 meters.
Say 300 meters.
300 meters.
Is the same as. Is the same as.
Is the same as 300.
No, is the same as.
Is the same as.
Is the same as 100.
Is the same as 100.
Is the same as 300.
Is the same as 300.
Is the same as 300 meters.
Is the same as 300 meters.
Kilometer is the same as 300 meters.
Kilometers is the same as 300 meters.
Now give it a try.
3/10 of a kilometer is the same as 300 meters.
Very good. Much better. And Jessica, the last one.
1.6 kilometers is the same as 1 mile.
Very good. 1.6 kilometers is the same as 1 mile. Very good. Now we're going to take a look at the J versus Y or J and Y pronunciation that you guys have terrible problems with. All right. So I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish. We're going to do 10 sentences today. Let's see if I can translate them on the dot.
On the dot? What does on the dot?
Ahora mismo. Ahora mismo.
On the dot.
Without okay. preparation. bostezo cada vez que le gritas a tus empleados de jardín.
I yawn every time you yield.
You yell.
You yelled.
Yell.
Yell. No D.
No T. No D. Yield. No. Yield es como frenar.
Ah, okay.
But yell, Y-E-L-L, es gritar.
So, I yawn every time you yell to at? Your garden
yard?
At your yard employees?
Workers.
Workers.
Yes. Okay. I yawn every time you yell at your yard workers. No, decimos, I yawn every time you yell at your yard workers. No, I yawn every time you yell at your yard workers. All right. La página de Yahoo es para jóvenes yuppies como tú. Not my invention.
The Yahoo page.
The Yahoo website.
The Yahoo website. Mm-hmm. Is for young people like you.
Young. Yuppies.
Young. It's young yuppie people.
Young. Yuppies.
Yuppies people.
No. Como tú.
Like you.
Like
you.
You.
Escúchate.
Cuando vayas a casa, escúchate. Estás diciendo you.
Sí.
So, the Yahoo website is for young yuppies like you.
The Yahoo website is for...
Young yuppies.
For young yuppies.
Young yuppies.
Young yuppies like you.
Uh-uh.
People.
Uh-uh. Estás diciendo you. No estás diciendo you. You. Repeat. The Yahoo website is for young yuppies like you.
The... A ver, la página...
Yahoo.
Yeah. The Yahoo page is...
Young
yuppies like you.
Like you.
Like you.
All right. I hope you're listening, Richard.
Richard, sorry.
Los yoyos están prohibidos en Yemen.
The yoyos are forbidden.
Forbidden or banned.
Excuse me? Banned. No, I prefer forbidden.
All right.
Forbidden in Yemen.
All right, very good. A ver. No, pasamos de esa. That's a very long one. tú eres más joven que tu profesor de yoga.
You are younger than your yoga teacher.
Very good. You're younger than your yoga teacher or you're younger than your yoga instructor. Very good. Yoda conoció al joven Luke Skywalker ayer.
Yoda knew.
Met.
Yoga met the Skywalker.
El joven Luke Skywalker.
The Luke Skywalker.
Young Luke Skywalker.
The young.
Without the. Young Luke Skywalker.
A ver. Yoda. Met mm-hmm. Young Luke Skywalker yesterday.
Yesterday, very good. Tú eres como la gente joven del Yukon.
You are like the young people in Yukon.
In the Yukon. Very good. Nueva York, la juventud de Nueva York raras veces utiliza las páginas amarillas.
Youth people.
La gente de Nueva York. New York youth.
New York youth.
Mm-hmm.
Seldom use the yellow pages.
Yes. New York youth seldom use the yellow pages. Very good. Sí. Tu yoyo amarillo. A ver. Sí. Tu yoyo amarillo está en el yate.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yes. Your yellow yo-yo is on the yate.
Yacht.
Again. Yes. Your yellow.
Your yellow.
Your yellow yo-yo.
Yo-yo.
Yo-yo mm-hmm. is on the yacht.
Yacht. Yes. Your yellow yo-yo is on the yacht.
I have the weekend to practice.
Yes, you
and
do.
I get it.
Yes, you will. Yes, ma'am. All right. Scotland Yard nunca utiliza las páginas amarillas.
Scotland Yard never use the yellow pages.
Again?
Scotland Yard never use the yellow pages.
Yes, never uses, or, well, I would and say uses. Never uses the yellow pages. All right. Bueno. So far, so good. we are going to take a look. What do you prefer, present perfect or comparison?
Present perfect.
All right. Present perfect it is then. I'm going to ask you 10 questions. One that refers to a past that has already finished, like last week, last month, yesterday or whatever. And then a following question that refers to the time up till now. Okay, so far this week, so far this month, so far today, or so far this year. So how many Americans were there in your office yesterday?
There was...
How many Americans were there?
There were.
Mm-hmm.
There were three Americans in my office yesterday.
Very good. Yesterday and so far today?
Yesterday.
And yeah. So far today?
Where?
There.
Yeah. There have been, mm-hmm. there have been three Americans in my office so far this week.
So far today.
So far today.
All right. Very good. How many marathons did you run last year, Nacho?
I haven't.
Last year.
I didn't run any marathons last year.
Very good. And so far this year?
So far this year, I haven't run mm-hmm. any marathons so far this... Okay.
Either at the beginning or at the end, not
okay.
both.
Okay.
All right, repeat.
I haven't run any marathons so far this year.
So far this year. Very good. How many times did you say hello in English yesterday?
I said... Hello, three times in English yesterday.
Very good. I said hello in English three times yesterday. Very good. And so far today?
So far today, I've said hello.
In English?
In English five times.
Very
so
good.
Did I say?
I don't know. Repeat in
okay.
any case.
I've said... Mm-hmm. Five times.
I've said hello in English
five times so far today.
Very good. How many elephants did you see in the office last week?
I saw any elephants.
I didn't see any
elephants in my office.
When?
Yesterday.
Last week.
I didn't see any elephants in my office last week.
Very good. And so far this week?
So far this week, I've seen
mm-hmm.
any elephants.
I haven't seen
any elephants.
Where?
In my office.
Very good. How many cars did you sell last year?
I didn't sell any cars last year.
Cars?
Coaches. Oh, excuse me. I didn't sell any cars last year.
Very good. And so far this year?
And so far this year, I haven't sold any
mm-hmm.
cars.
Very good. I haven't sold any cars. Very good. How many Christmas cards did you send last year?
Last year, I sent 5 Christmas cards.
Very good. And so far this year?
So far this year, I haven't sent any Christmas cards.
Very good. How many photos did you show me last week?
I didn't show you any photos last week.
Very good. And so far this week?
So far this week I didn't. So far this week I haven't shown mm-hmm. any photos.
Who?
I
haven't shown you any photos. When? So far?
Lo dije al principio.
Pues lo dices al final ahora.
I haven't shown you any photos so far this week.
Very good. I haven't shown you any photos so far this week. Os habéis librado de una tremenda. Just so you know. So we're going to do that on Monday. And we still have one more thing to look at, which is the question. Has it ever taken you 10 minutes to tie your shoes? Has it ever taken you 10 minutes to tie your shoes? Nacho. No, that's wrong. Stop. Tessie?
It has.
Has it ever taken you 10 minutes to tie your shoes?
No, it hasn't ever.
No?
No, it hasn't never.
It has never?
Yeah, it has never taken me...
Taken?
Taken me tie my shoes.
10 minutes? Jessica, continue.
It hasn't taken...
No?
It hasn't No. Never. It has never taken me 10 minutes to tie my shoes.
Yes, that's the correct answer. Either yes, it has taken me 10 minutes to tie my shoes. Sí que tardé 10 minutos en atarme los zapatos. ¿Y qué pasa? Nothing. It's perfectly fine. But the correct answer, if you say no,
it has never
taken me 10 minutes to tie my shoes. Because if you say it hasn't ever, no suena tan bien. And if you say it hasn't never, doble negación, which we don't do in English. Okay, so it has never taken me 10 minutes to tie your shoes. It has never taken me 10 minutes to tie your shoes is the correct answer if it hasn't. All right, so Mr. Houses, no, it has never taken me 10 minutes to tie my shoes. Perfect. Emelena says, yes, it has. I guess when I was learning to tie my shoes very long time ago. Very good. No, it has never taken me 10 minutes to tie my shoes. That's exactly what I wanted. Thank you guys for coming. Thank you guys out there for learning with us. Have a fantastic afternoon, fantastic evening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Entre el colegio y las actividades extraescolares, ¿tus hijos tienen poco tiempo para aprender inglés? Apúntalos al curso intensivo presencial en vacaciones. En grupos por edades, tus hijos aprenderán un inglés real, trabajando distintos temas a través de juegos y actividades. Infórmate en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
I studied English at school when I was able to understand them without translating in my mind what they were saying. That's when I said, wow, since I have a daughter, we try...
Be like Sol. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
If you haven't made any decision yet about your children or young adolescents concerning summer camps, July and August and early September. We offer summer camps in different places around Spain. We also offer camps in Canada, in other parts of the world. And so look into it now, because the sooner you sign up, the better. The sooner you sign up, because a time always comes in the early